All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I'm the captain now.
That was good work.
Thank you. What you don't see, fair listener, is that there's very important things happening. The computer's behind me, and I'm in full control today.
One mouse, two screens, and an extra button.
We've got upgraded.
We're up in the video quality.
I've also been promoted to double mouse clicker.
Mm-hmm. Senior producer.
Senior producer.
Is that an age joke?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Gentlemen, we're going to start off this podcast, as we always do, with the delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's. Tyler, you think of your question real hard while I read this plug, okay? You thinking?
I'm so ready.
Every all-star needs a sidekick to support them, just like every Wendy's meal needs a six-piece of Nuggos. Come on. Right now, Wendy's is teaming up with Daily Faceoff Fantasy to bring you weekly prizes like free nuggets, burgers, and more. So if you think you're an expert in all things hockey, expert, not export. If you think you're an expert in all things hockey, prove it. And if you aren't already, start adding a six-piece to your Wendy's order for just $3.49. It's the dynamic duo even you never saw coming. Sign up for a Daily Faceoff Survivor today at dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com, sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Mr. Ramchuk.
Yeah, I'm out after day one of the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor pool again.
I'm alive.
What'd you pick?
Alex Tuck.
Did he tuck for you?
A point.
A what?
Point.
A point. That is point in French,
well,
Tyler.
Kind of.
He got one of those because he scored a goal.
Did you hear I started Oilers Nation every day today by speaking in French?
What'd you say?
I said, big game for the Oilers. Let's get into it with the lead. But I said it in French.
What'd you say? Go ahead. Let's
give
get
me one second.
Oh, you got to read it?
Yeah.
He has to read this next part verbatim.
Even you go to Google Translate and how to speak it out for you?
Good.
No, you got to find out. You got to find out the way that he actually did figure this all out. It's amazing.
So I actually had Amber, who speaks fluent French,
yes,
send me a voice recording of her saying it just to make sure I got it.
And how close is it if we play Google Translate?
So it's a gross match pour les Petroilers. Allons-y avec le leader.
And is that how Amber said it?
Pretty close.
Dead ringer, I imagine.
Allons-y avec le leader.
Wow.
That was
how do we do that?
I don't know. That scared the shit out of me.
Our studio just yelled at us.
Can you hear that on the broadcast, dear listeners?
Oh, it looks like it.
In another room.
It looks like. Can you do that again?
Yeah.
Press the button.
Yeah.
No, keep the volume up.
Gros match pour les pétroliers. Oh, yeah. Allez-y avec le leader.
There you go.
There you go. So now we can play sound effects out of Tyler's computer.
People have been
that come through the TV clamoring.
Why do, how do I get
content.
To be connected to the TV? That's
it's
what I want.
It's because I put the Oilers Nation radio screen up.
I feel like I should be connected to the TV with important sound effects.
I feel like actually all of our sound would be better coming out of the TV.
Yeah, because
I've got a little dinky headphones over here.
Yeah, I don't know why that's happening to them.
Anyway, delicious debate for our friend at Wendy's. Go sign up at dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com and you too could be on day two, just like Liam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's was tough. There's some the options are quite frankly weird.
How so?
Well, there's a Joel Farabee goal, which shockingly 0% of people went for.
Why?
Another option is Anaheim Ducks power play goal. There's also Matthew Knives point. And then he's like Buffalo over 33.5 shots. Like the only ones that are really standing out to me, I took Kucherov over 1.5. Eichel assist is one. Kopitar assist. I went with Kopitar, but only 7% of people went for that one, which I thought was weird.
DailyFaceOffSurvivor.com. You too can play against Liam and have your chance to win delicious prizes like the 349 Nuggos, Tyler.
All right. Delicious debate. Right now, if the playoffs started today, the Oilers would be playing the LA Kings. Of course, the Golden Knights have the same amount of points as the Kings. So there's a very realistic chance the Golden Knights could jump into that spot and the Oilers play Vegas. There is still a non-zero chance that the Oilers end up passing the Vancouver Canucks, which of course would then mean the Oilers jump in front of Vancouver and they would play a wildcard team, potentially Nashville.
Did they not just announce that Vancouver's goaltender is pretty much out for the regular season?
Really?
Did they?
They said they're going to, they're taking it very, they're taking it very slowly. yes, they're just, they're not rushing it. So it's, yeah. There's a chance that
he's listed as week to week currently.
Oh, that's not promising.
See,
week to week could be anything.
Could be,
could be a week. Could be a month.
Aren't we all kind of week to week?
For the most part,
day to day.
So, anyways,
hour to hour. Sometimes
there is still a chance the Oilers could play the Kings, Golden Knights, or Predators in round one of the playoffs. The delicious debate: which one of those three is the best matchup?
I would like to see the Oilers beat the Kings for a third straight time. It's very fun to me. I enjoy watching them lose. And then I enjoy watching Drew Doughty talk about being sad when they lose. Well, so I think that.
I'm going to take Nashville only because they're the weakest team of all of them. And if we did a quick road trip, I really enjoy being in Nashville.
Actually, I changed my answer. I've never been to Nashville. I would like to go to Nashville.
The mayor of Smashville will beat them on his own.
So wait, so are you just saying that because you really want to go to Nashville to watch a playoff game?
Well, no, obviously Nashville is the, I'm trying to find the nicest way of saying this. Of all
as long
teams
as they don't
said,
play Winnipeg. Is
it's
what
the
we're
lesser
saying.
Of all those teams you just said.
Nobody wants to go with Winnipeg.
And you think LA?
LA would be fun.
Three in a row would be really fun to do.
It would be fun. I could see myself at LA Live getting a little tan. You
I'll
know?
Start with the
you
OBS
wear a helmet
video.
This time?
Wipe everything shut off.
Well, Liam, thank God.
We had this issue on Friday.
Well, I will say my team for the Oilers to play in their first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs would be the LA Kings for the same reason as BM. I'd like the Oilers to beat them for a third year in a row.
I just think their goaltending is shit too.
Rather pathetic between the pipes, yeah.
If you look at the other two options that Tyler listed, Aiden Hill could steal a series, did do it last year, mm-hmm. arguably. UC Saros can do the exact same thing in Nashville. I like going up against Big Save Dave. And our former friend Cam Talbot.
And it should be noted that obviously Rittich shut us out this season and he had a great game, but I think it was always inevitable.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut from time to time.
And the same thing kind of happened last season.
That's what Corey Cross said.
It
was scoring a goal back in 2000-ish.
Well, you look at last season when they had Corpusalo going into the playoffs and he was really good. And then he got into the playoffs and then they found a way to just kind of,
because the Oilers took it
down.
The Oilers took it to a different level.
Yeah.
In the first round of the playoffs last year, they took it to a different level. That's kind of what you expect to see out of it. And then obviously the second round, they didn't have it in them to get to the next level.
The video will be upgraded today. As long as you are okay with some generic scenery here.
Very nice.
I think she's got a nice smile.
My question is, why did Tyler not include St. Louis as one of these teams?
Why didn't you include St. Louis?
Because I don't think they're going to get into the playoffs, Rick.
Okay. But would not everybody, I think this whole city, I think, yeah, no, that, you know what? I think the entire league
would enjoy watching St. Louis get into there.
And the St. Lunatics.
Come on. They'd come?
City Spud would be here.
That's dope.
But obviously they'd knock out Vegas. So I think the entire league would like to see that.
They're currently like 4 points behind and Vegas is one game in hand.
Yeah.
I would like to see Vegas miss the playoffs entirely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Vegas plays Tampa Bay tonight. Like Vegas' schedule of this next little bit isn't too friendly to them, to be honest.
Oh, that's sad.
And they play Minnesota also in the race. They have the same point as St. Louis. Vegas and Minnesota play twice down the stretch.
Oh, I can see Minnesota really.
Where is it?
Grinding those ones out.
So Vegas' next upcoming games, they have Tampa Bay tonight at home. Then they have Seattle at home, Columbus. Then they play the Blues, the Preds, the Jets, the Wild, the Canucks. Yotes, Canucks, Oilers, Wild, Avalanche, Chicago, and that.
That's a lot of teams.
That's a lot of good teams.
In the
a lot of those games are on the road too. Good. Like Winnipeg on the road, Minnesota on the road, Edmonton on the road,
Vancouver on the road. From Vegas to
very long bus ride.
Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know. I think Vegas is probably the most likely team to make it in out of that group because they are obviously good. But I don't think it's like a foregone conclusion that they're in the playoffs yet.
Dan, who do you want to see the Oilers play of those teams that Tyler listed for the delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's?
Well, I was waiting for the camera to turn on so that Waz could clip it for me, but I want Vegas.
Audio clips only. Yeah,
I want Vegas only. And I want Vegas bad. I want to exercise the demons from last year, get them out of the way early. I think that they're a team that you're going to want to strike on early in the playoffs and not let them hit their stride again. So yeah, I want Vegas in round one. I'm looking at you, camera.
I vote on knocking them out in the first round next year and then missing it this year.
Well, that's fine too.
That'll make me feel best.
But I just
vote on them never making the playoffs again. Thoughts?
I'm good for that one.
I like the idea of us dethroning the previous champs right at the start of the playoffs.
Tyler is back.
Yeah.
The video is back.
Hope the people watching on YouTube enjoyed what would probably be a 4 minute look at the NHL standings. Really got to sink your teeth into that one. Podcast listeners, you really didn't miss a beat, so good on you.
Oh, for question. Goodness.
When those happen,
yeah,
on the video side, could we come up with some fun little graphics to put in there?
You have to put in a request for that.
Yeah, creative at the Nation Network.
Creative at the nationnetwork.com.
All right.
Exclusively clips of raccoons from CBC Network. Please.
My pick is solely, like, I totally get what you're saying, Dan, about like the vibes and like go take the champs out early. You might have to beat them anyways, right? To me, I'm all about picking who the weakest link is. And there's one team in that mix with 39 wins. There's one with 36 and there's one with 34. Give me the team with 34. It's the LA Kings. Their goaltending, I think, will be stinky. Like UC Saros, the Preds Ooh-wee. Probably
and
won't.
You just want to go back and get some of them delicious tater tots.
Ooh, that's also a little bit of a motivating factor. See? Or we go back out to the beach, have our guac and rosé on the day off.
Lovely.
Sounds fun. But no, like LA doesn't have the goaltending. I think their blue line is fine, but the Oilers can beat it. And their forward group, again, is good, but not as good as the Oilers. So I look at Nashville and I get a little nervous because I'm like, they're playing great hockey right now.
And Saros.
Andrew Brunette is a hell of a coach. And Saros. That's it for me. And Yossi, that's a guy who can shut down Connor McDavid. So I would like to play the Kings.
We have the mayor.
Hey, listen, they would still be the favorites. I'd still pick them to win against Nashville. I just think they'd have an easier time against the Kings this year.
Ooh, I like the word easy.
If you're listening to this, you want to chime in on the delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's, hit us up on Radio Podcast, Twitter, and Instagram, or all of our socials. I want everybody tagged. Everybody tagged properly. And tag all five of us in the order by which you like the host most to least.
Oh, ruthless.
You know? Start ranking us.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I like that. I was going to say, but maybe down the road we can do that, but you don't tell us what the ranking is. Hmm. We have to guess what the ranking is. Could be anything.
Or you can just say, I like these people least to most rank.
And then in five continuous threads, explain why.
Don't do any of this.
I believe that'd be one thread, but five tweets.
I think it'd be great.
Tyler doesn't want to hear your feedback, listeners.
Well, I know I'm fifth. So like, just for my own mental health, like don't do it.
Just don't read it. Don't read the comments.
I read the comments.
It's like whenever Waz comes in and he's always like, you guys won't believe what someone was saying in the TikTok comments.
So you wouldn't. I would never look.
It's like, Waz, I just don't look. How about that? It's
terrifying in there.
Yeah. Have you ever popped into the Facebook comments?
No.
Try. Check in hockey fights, comments, anytime, all day, every day.
Facebook is wild.
Facebook is its own universe, man. Those people, like...
It's what's crazy about Facebook is that your face and all of your personal information is
there.
Available.
Gang's
we
all
know
there.
Who you are.
It's not Dave16859312C. It's Tyler Yaremchuk spitting his vitriol about Matthias Janmark.
I remember when CBC did Hockey Night in Canada did a piece on us wearing shorts and eating beets and all that, and all the comments about me and my shorts in the comments on CBC. Facebook was incredible. Facebook was insane.
Yeah.
Facebook was deranged about me wearing shorts.
We thought we were just having fun content. So
you were upsetting people and you deserve to know why.
Yeah.
So who were our picks? BM and I said LA, Dan said Vegas, Rick said Nashville. Who'd you say?
Oh, I said LA as well.
Oh, so 3-1-1 in favor of LA. Interesting.
There you go. There you have it. Tyler?
Let me guess.
Could you afford me the opportunity to read this verbatim?
Do it up.
For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That is 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the promo code NATION25. Don't forget, code NATION25 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. We are playing Who Delivered? Going to start with all of you, except me. I'm first. Who delivered? My boy, Tyler Yaremchuk. On Friday, I gave him an honorary hot performer of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew why, but I did. And Tyler did. Because what'd you do, Tyler? You went on, popped a big question.
Yeah.
You went and asked Amber if she wanted to supersize her order.
Yeah. Ask her if she...
Supersize her order of Tyler Yaremchuk for a lifetime deal.
Yeah, we agreed to terms. That's always
got the agents one. Involved.
Yeah, agents involved. Really hammered it out over the course of the week and got the deal done on Friday.
I'm still holding out for future considerations.
Yeah,
future
considerations could come. Yeah, signed on the salary retained.
Signed on the dotted line.
No, thank you. Yeah. Amber gets the hot performer. I had the easy part. She has to agree to spend the rest of her life with me, which is a difficult thing to do, but she's come to terms with it and we're good to go.
Who delivered for me? Tyler did. He did a very adult thing.
Yeah, shout out to Charm Diamond Center as well.
Proud of you.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, it was a great weekend of celebrating. If you want to hear more about it, real life, we did a full breakdown. Shout out to Charm.
Nation Dan, you're up. Our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I'm just going to give it to Vinny Desharnais. That fight with Josh Manson was exciting, and I liked to see it. That was a great game. A lot of fun from both sides, but Desharnais for fighting Josh Manson gets my delivery.
Lehman, what say you? Who delivered for you?
Stuart Skinner delivered for me.
Ooh.
Thought he was very good against Colorado on Saturday.
Was.
And I also thought Gorgiev was very good for Colorado on Saturday too. I think both goaltenders had great games. So yeah, I'll give a majority to Stu, but a slight acknowledgement to Gorgiev too.
I saw a clip of Frank Saravalli.
Ridiculous.
Saying that the Colorado Avalanche outclassed the Oilers in almost every way on Saturday. And I was curious about your thoughts.
I'd have to differ.
I think he's wrong. I think the Oilers and Colorado went toe to toe.
One breakaway goal, and all of a sudden that doesn't.
Evan Kane to the crossbar.
Yeah, we had a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people want to sit there and look at defensively and like this, that, and the other thing, but we're not a defensive team. We're built off offenses. You have to live and die with your offensive team like this, and just hope that your defense will do enough to get past. And unfortunately, the offense needs to score about 3 goals a game. Ask the defense to hold them to 2 and under, and we weren't able to score that 3rd goal.
And the thing is, too, like. McDavid didn't score in that game, and neither did Draisaitl. Like the Oilers got depth scoring, and Colorado had to rely on that as well, right? So, with just one guy, I guess.
Totally outclassed. If they met in a playoff series,
4-0.
Road 4-0. League would step in after 3 and be like, no, we're not playing.
White flag. Yeah. I think Colorado's obviously a great team, but they don't scare me as much as they have in years past.
There was a 10 p.m. start for Frank, so maybe it was until a couple of
maybe he didn't watch it all. Bevies.
Or he was snoozing. Big man.
Just watch the highlights.
Happens.
Yeah.
He's far too young to be sleeping that early.
Well, he's a nappy guy, I think.
At 10 p.m. is a bedtime. I ain't no nappy time.
Well, sometimes like if you put the insider cam on and you just leave it on Frank all the time at about 10 p.m., you see him circling the room like a dog and he starts like spinning around and making a little bed and then he nestles in and goes to sleep.
That's very
adorable. Big man down.
Big man.
been down.
Anybody else? Any other thoughts? The Oilers get outclassed by Colorado?
Yeah, definitely not outclassed.
Yeah.
I think Colorado's real good, and that would be a very hard team to beat over a 7-game series. But
so the Oilers are a hot team to beat. Too. Exactly. To beat too.
There's six teams in the West.
That thing that are hard damn near went down to a shootout. You can't get any more sliced down the middle than that.
That's why I wasn't as upset as some people were with that goal going in at the end.
It's frustrating.
Like, obviously, it sucked, and you want to see it kind of go as far, and you can live with a shootout loss, but it's like, it was basically going to a coin flip anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. So what does it matter? You know?
Tyler, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I did this on Owen every day, and I'll say it again here. It's a bit of a weird one because he didn't score and didn't get that production, which ultimately could have won the game for the Oilers, but I'm still giving it to Connor McDavid because he was flying on Saturday. I feel like point streak and all that aside, and again, it's weird because he didn't produce, but I feel like that might have been the best game we've seen from McDavid in terms of being like a dominant force. And like, when he was on the ice, you were kind of holding your breath every single time. He was rushing. He was making plays. He was cutting through defensemen. I'm going to give it to Connor McDavid. While he didn't deliver on the stat sheet, I thought he delivered in the way he drove play that game.
Rick, who you got? Who delivered for you?
I'm going to give it to that line of Carrick, Perry, and Janmark. I think they've been high quality of once we put them together. Carrick gets his first one as an Oiler. Janmark with just another quality point. You know, people were trying to not rag on him too much, but looking to replace him early in the season. And I think he got his opportunity in the top six and not a place for him to play regularly, but found some offensive confidence and has been playing well ever since. And Corey Perry has been bang on since he got here.
He's everything that I expected him to be. 38-year-old Corey Perry.
How stupid is it that Corey Perry can kick the puck like that behind the net, but when you go to kick it in the net, it doesn't count?
No, it makes sense to me.
No, it makes sense, but I also think he's just stupid. Like, it should be the rule that Tyler always says is that as long as your blade is on the ice, it should count as a goal.
Yeah.
Well, you can't kick with your blade on the ice.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. Sure you can nudge.
You give it a little
turn. But it would remove any sort of the debate. Like
Zach Hyman's goal would have counted.
That's almost the rule anyways, because I know that we're going to get down to the nitty gritty here, but a kicking motion has to be a follow through, and a follow through means your blade leaves the ice. So same thing.
To me, keeping your foot on the ice would have, like, Zach Hyman's goal would have counted in my NHL. Yeah,
his foot's on the ice and you just... If there was a puck on the ground right now, Rick, you could look. You could.
Tyler's kick kicking.
Your foot. Mm. That would be a kicking motion. My foot's on the ice all the time. And I'm going to shock you.
Okay, but now you got to kick it with the side of your foot because the NHL, that's just the way you're going to kick, right? But now put the blade on. It doesn't slide like your shoe does. It's going to catch. And so you need to kick.
You just got
to
roll the edge over, baby. You kick that way.
I don't know. I just think it's dumb how like a player can flip his ass from behind, twerk the puck into the net, chest bump the puck into the net.
Mama.
Yep.
You can't kick it in.
I would like to see more NHL players trying to bicycle kick pucks in.
See, but that's where it gets dangerous. That's why you need to give the foot on the ice.
They got the neck guards now and the half visors. You're pretty good.
Can you imagine?
We can lose a tooth.
Lobs one up and Hyman just bicycle kicks.
You go with Hyman. Man. I'm going Leon for that.
Find me a better goal than that. Electric.
It would be on every highlight reel.
We're bringing in
forever.
You think Zlatan can skate? Liam? Zlatan can do anything. Yeah, he could probably skate, right? We'll get him on the right wing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Name a better soccer player. A couple
bicycle kick goals.
Name a better Wayne Rooney.
No, you can't.
David Beckham.
No, you can't.
Any Englishman to ever play the game. Don't get me started on him. Jesus.
Best Frenchman, best soccer player.
He's Swedish.
Mbappe.
I just assumed if you didn't like him that he was French.
Best player ever to play for England soccer is Owen Hargreaves.
Good pull, Rick.
Thank you.
The Canadian gone Brit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's from Calgary.
He's actually from Calgary, so I can understand why he'd turn his back on the country. That's kind of that's kind of what you expect from down there.
I think,
let's face it, one of their best players ever in their organization, the Flames, same thing. Where was he born? 14, short little guy. He's born in Canada. Who'd he play? It was Brett Hall. Brett Hall.
Are you?
I was thinking Theron Fleury. I was thinking Theron Fleury did the Brett Hall thing. Brett Hall was born in Canada.
You're talking about Jerome McGinley being from Edmonton.
Yep.
St. Albert.
Sorry.
Brett Hall was born in Canada, but chose to play for Team USA because he couldn't make the World Junior team for Canada.
Do you want to go to Jerome McGinley's childhood home? I'll take you there right now.
I go to the rink all the time.
All right.
I'm assuming that's his home.
Yep. It's right there. The other thing that came out of Saturday's loss to the Colorado Avalanche, our boy Vinny, a little bit of an injury. Twisted his hand is what he said.
Broken by bag milk.
I did it.
You didn't break
it. He broke the hand?
Yeah.
I did it.
Right after the game.
Vinny and I score off. And I said, please don't hurt me, sir. And he punched me while I was groveling. And he broke his finger. Allegedly.
You grabbed the finger and wouldn't let go.
I bit it real hard.
I get it. I understand.
Broke it. So anyway, Vinny is not playing tonight, though it doesn't seem like he's going to be out very long.
All the reports have said that he was moving the puck very well yesterday. And then he came out and said he felt fine. So, I mean, obviously he's going to say he feels fine, but the thing that I saw Morris was like guys were out there watching the practice. Like he's moving the puck very well. They don't really notice anything different.
You got to tape that baby up, right?
Yeah. Like
I'd assume so.
If it was a playoff game tonight,
he's playing.
He probably plays, but I think this is just such an easy chance with the amount of games you play, with the fact you have Stetcher here and you want to get him comfortable. Put Stetcher in for this one. It's against a team that's out of the playoffs. You can hopefully win it anyways.
It's a little too bad though, because it would have been game 100 for Vinny against the Canadians.
That's the thing. That's what I'm looking at.
I mean, whatever.
I'm not getting too upset about it. Don't get me wrong.
He's going to get his 100th game the next game. It's just, you know, hometown thing. It's kind of a nice little detail.
That would have been a cool little spot.
You know,
that's okay. We'll live.
Mm-hmm. Most importantly, we just need the Oilers to do their thing, because you know that barn's going to be half full of red tonight, and I don't like it.
Yep.
I don't like it.
It's understandable.
You know what's the weird part? It's the same thing as when Toronto's here. Not all of them are just Habs fans. You know,
no, those Habs jerseys have a lot of dust on them because they get broken out once a year. And then the PA's like, oh, I'm a Habs fan today. Tomorrow we play Thursday we play Buffalo. And that person
back on
is an Oilers fan, becomes the Buffalo game.
Rest easy. Canadians fans are all dying.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
That is true.
Yeah. Ooh, did you tell that to the Habs fan TV guys?
I didn't. I will after this.
You might like to know.
So, Vinny day to day. Whatever you call him.
That's Day Harney. Sorry. Thank you. You like that?
That's fucking hilarious. Thank you. Hey, is Vinny day to day?
No, it's Day Harney.
God, before we get to Dan's 3v3 game for the week, Elliot Friedman was talking about the Oilers, and I quote, the Oilers took a hard look at Sean Walker, but decided not to get him, which is hilarious given that he scored his first two goals as an Avalanche on Saturday while Cody Ceci was on the ice.
Sean Walker scored his 7th and 8th goals of the season. Sam Carrick scored his 9th.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I know there's a lot of people going to be saying, oh, we should have got Buddha. There's no guarantee he's going to score 2 for us that game. There's no guarantee he's going to score any for us. Good on him to get a couple. And if you've watched your Oilers long enough, these things happen to us. It's usually a guy who hasn't played in the NHL before, who's played 1,000 games and has 0 goals, and he comes out and scores 2 against us. It's a goaltender who's 12 years old. He's getting his first try. He's making 63 saves for a shutout. These things happen against us all the time.
Can I say something?
No. Please.
No.
I think the deadline conversation just kind of has to die.
Because it's over?
Because it's done. There is no...
Fair.
Hold on.
There's nothing that's going to change now. I know it's... But it's like... This talk,
like guys got traded like 3 days ago, Liam.
That is true. We could still make trades. If we ever wanted Jameson Reese, he was available. The Oilers tried to get Tanev. It didn't work. Sean Walker doesn't fit the style the Oilers play, whether you like it or not.
To be fair, I watched that game. He jumps up in the rush every single shift.
Yeah.
And I was just envisioning 2-on-1s where Nurse and Walker are both up in the rush, and it's like Henrik trying to defend it coming back.
We needed a guy who's going to be all very solid in our own end.
Also, he goes by scene, you know?
Yeah, weird.
Fair.
Mm. There's the whole Tyler Toffoli thing. I would have loved him. The Oilers would have had to get a third party to retain him. We can say like, well, they should have just done that. That didn't even happen for Winnipeg. Winnipeg didn't make that happen. So there's no proof to show that this was going
to
happen.
Have to make it happen.
But it didn't happen. So it's just like, you can't just live in these what ifs. This is what's happened.
Criticism to say they needed one more move.
I think they did too. But I don't think we can just bet, well, the Oilers should have done this trade because this team did it. The Oilers should have got Tanev because the Dallas got a second round pick for him. It's like Calgary didn't want to make that damn trade. The Colorado Avalanche had to trade a first round pick and Ryan Johansson to get Sean Walker on the books. It's just like that trade specifically just didn't really add up to him. So there you go. I'm done talking for the show now. You guys concur.
I was just reading Elliot Friedman's headline here.
Well, what does he know?
Nothing.
Evidently. Get me is on he, 32 thoughts.
Is he connected?
I got a few of them.
I would definitely subscribe to that first 32 thoughts by Liam Horbin.
Like Liam no sitting in on 32 thoughts, and all of a sudden it's like, listen here, Friedman.
What I do got you something know? To say.
I'm tired of talking about the trade deadline, Elliot. I'm done with this.
Nationgear.ca. That's where I want you to go. That's where I want you to direct your browser. And then I want you to click on the Robin Brownlee auction. That is up and that is live. This week's experience is to hang out with the boys from Oilers Nation every day. They're sitting right here. I'm staring at them. Spend the day with the Oilers Nation Everyday crew. Tour the studio. Meet the crew, including Tyler, Liam, Aaron, Waz, and Jay.
Is Waz on Oilers Nation Everyday?
He cut a clip or two for you.
He just he threw his name in there.
And yeah, so
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Watch the show live in studio and spend the afternoon.
No, never mind. Sorry.
On the couch right next to Lehman.
Over there.
He's well, going to be Waz on the couch is in there next too, to
we're going
to
have no room.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest. If you win this as a solo person, you can sit on the couch right next to Liam the whole show.
But well, if Jay's there too, he's going to be sat between me, Jay, and...
We'll do it on a non-game day.
And Waz.
We'll do it on a non-game day. But we're
advertising Jay's there.
Yeah, Jay's
no, okay. here in the building.
But afternoon hanging out with the crew. Come
Waz on. Can get an extra stool on the side, and then the three of you guys...
If you win this...
We've done three on the couch
I'm
before.
I'm telling you right now, you are not just coming. You are on the show that day.
You are the meat yeah, they can in be the on couch the show. Sandwich.
Well, it's an experience.
Yeah, you're on the show, and Jay also said we'll buy you lunch at Dog Patch after.
I recommend the French onion soup and the bread bowl.
Where do I bid? Free lunch? I got a bid for it, though.
So you get to have lunch with us, Whoa. And you get to be on an episode of Oilers Nation every day. That is my promise to you, because that is how committed I am to getting this bid up for our pal, Robin with Brownlee's Waz. Family.
And the lunch.
And the lunch.
Waz will sit on your lap.
Waz won't come. For.
I was going to say, you guys like splitting it?
No, Jay.
No.
We'll take
Everybody
that burger on four tabs, please.
A third of your lunch bill.
Yeah.
Well, if Waz is in the mix, 25% of pop.
All right. 25%. Check the math. 4 divided by. Yep. Works. $525 is current bid. Still
current
3
bid
days.
Is $525? What?
Why are you yelling at me?
That's a lot.
Who I'm was winning?
I'm reporting the news. I'm not the... You guys are fucking Huey Lewis in this situation. Yeah, I'm just reporting really, the news.
We're messing with you. Sorry.
$525.
Nationgear.ca. That'll cover half your lodge, probably. I don't know.
How many people have bid?
I don't know. Doesn't tell me. I've got a running
four
total.
People have bid. What did it start at?
$6.
Oh, I guarantee you I know who that is.
With those initials? How
Where
could you
I
be
see?
So
is
sure?
Right on here?
Yeah, if you go on Nation Game and scroll down one.
He's the biggest bid right now. Yeah, he can absolutely be on the show.
I don't see this. Who is it?
Bid twice.
Who would be?
Is it just the same people bid?
The value mom? On this show is, you guys will like this, it says priceless. That's the value of hanging out with Waz.
Kind of is.
As the host of Oilers Nation every day. It's
Waz.
We actually had a value in there and then we added Waz to the prize.
But he's not on
priceless.
This one.
It Waz says, can explain how he uses 3 towels per shower.
Told the studio, meet the crew, including Tyler, Liam, Aaron, and Jay. So confusing.
All right, well.
Waz so, is the bonus.
Waz he's is now on the show.
The cherry on the Sunday. Noted co-host Waz.
Yeah.
Nationgear.ca. Bid on it. Oh, there's where I see. You. Oh, you guys can figure out.
Yeah.
The I know
top
who the
three are easy.
Is.
Top three. Yeah. I only got the one.
Oh, well, top. The first and third are the same.
Yeah. First yeah.
And two is easy.
Two is easy. Yep.
I'm struggling with
yeah,
the third
two,
one.
Yeah. I know who two is now.
Who is it? Can you whisper it?
Louder. Whisper it louder, please.
Nationgear.ca. Go bid on the Oilers Nation Everyday Experience. You got 3 days as we're recording this on Tuesday. Nation Dan, over to you for another round of 3v3.
Thanks.
Oh, yes.
Bagged milk after our smash hit round last week of Capital Cities went viral. Decided to continue the theme. Decided to continue the theme this week. We're going to take our opponent tonight, the Canadiens, and extrapolate on that. So we're going to be picking 3 pieces of non-hockey related Canadiana. So Canadiana is defined, Liam, as a term to describe things, examples, books, historical documents, works of art, music, artifacts, ideas, or activities that concern or are distinctive of Canada, its people, and or its culture. So we'll be drafting three of those. And then also our bonus is we'll be drafting one French word each.
Jesus.
And so the listeners will be voting on those options, and you'll let us know who you thought won.
I gave away my word.
This week I created the draft order while we were sitting here listening, using the randomizer online. And Tyler, you are in the number one pick spot, followed by Liam, Bag Milk, myself, and Rick this week. So Tyler, Liam, Bag Milk, myself, and then Rick picking Canadiana and French words. Go ahead, Tyler.
A lot of good Canadian things.
A lot of good Canadian things. There's no way this one gets back to me, so I'm going to go 1.1 the Caesar.
Okay.
Right. You don't even like Caesars.
Well, I like them on my team.
Why would you draft that?
I can't pick a person, right?
You can pick a person, yeah. Just not hockey related.
Pick Trudeau. Oh, son of a gun.
Non-hockey related.
Trudeau, as if.
Liam, you're up next.
That fire up the listeners.
Okay. I'll go with a food item. Poutine.
Oh, nice.
Poutine. Off very the nice. Board.
Ooh, I think he's going to lose votes because he didn't say it, quote unquote, correctly.
I'd like to see poutine, please. Poutine.
I'll say it correctly. Cheese and fries with gravy, please.
Bag Milk, you're
never country in the world.
You're being a real dick.
You're not even from this country.
Cheese curds, by the way, not just cheese.
Sorry, I'm uncultured, apparently. Unbelievable.
My word.
Wait till I get to my French word.
My word is tabernac.
Bag Milk is going to
off the board.
Tabernac. We had the gentleman from Habs TV in explaining to us earlier today that there really is no equivalent for the F word in the French language, but that's as close as it's going to get.
Thank you.
So Bag Milk drafting tabernac. Myself, I'm up next. And I'm going to draft the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going to draft the Toronto Blue Jays as a part of my Canadiana. That's a good pick. And then I'm going to go over to Rick for two picks in a row with the Canadiana and French word draft.
All right. So I don't know how some of these have to go quick. I'm going to start off with the French one.
Okay, French word.
Ebu.
Le bu, which is, of course, goal in French. Yeah, yeah.
Seeing Liam and Tyler was my favorite part of that one.
Okay, perfect. So, Rick, you've drafted the French word le bu and your Canadiana pick.
Let's go with Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, nice. Trailer Park Boys. Very nice. Good. Very, very nice.
Swinging back to me. I am going to grab, in the same theme, Letterkenny. I'm going to grab Letterkenny off the board. So, Bagged Milk, you are back on the clock.
I'm going Jonavision.
Jonavision, nice.
Jonavision.
Friend of the show.
Friend of everyone, Jonathan Torrance.
Jonathan Torrance.
Greatest post-school show in history.
Pretty darn good. Right up there with Street Sense.
Which he was host, on.
Which
he
also
was on.
He was on. On it as well. Liam. You're next.
John Candy.
You're going to draft John Candy.
I'll take John Candy. What a legend.
Legend, John Candy.
You know who that is, Tyler?
Yep.
Okay.
Comedian.
He owned the Toronto Argonauts at a time.
Yeah, brought in Rocket Ishmael.
That's true.
That was a pick.
He was working in Edmonton for a while.
You think I'm not taking pinball at some point?
Tyler, you're up next.
Back to backs?
Yep. Two picks.
I'm going to take maple syrup. Shout out to Sam Carrick.
Nice.
And I'm going to take loonies and toonies.
Loonies and toonies.
Oh,
Say ahead of the show off the air that he could draft both at the same time. So loonies and toonies are off the board. Liam, you're back on the clock.
Oh, geez, always.
French word or Canadiana to go along with your pick of John Candy and Poutine.
Putin?
Yes. He is picking Putin.
John Candy.
Trying to win elections.
Oh, what are those chips called?
Ruffles.
Ketchup chips?
Ketchup chips.
Is that what you're looking for?
Ketchup chips.
Delightful.
Ketchup I don't even chips. Like them, but that's Canadian, I believe.
True.
No, like
fake milk.
I'm going to go with roll up the rim.
Ooh. But to be fair, roll up the rim has gone down recently.
That's actually really true. Was
not on this show?
No.
Okay, sure.
No, it's not. It's just that they went digital and yeah. We've lost the ability to roll.
A certain thing happened for a year where we didn't leave our house, you know?
You've lost that
cup.
Ability to roll up the rim. And I need that. I need that. I'm trying to take down your team. That's all.
Well,
that's what I was trying to do.
My pick is going to go ahead and grab the French word for win, gagne.
And my other pick is going to be the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to draft the Rocky Mountains.
I had that written down.
Thanks. I picked twice. No, sorry. I jumped in the order, Rick.
I wasn't taking the Rocky Mountains. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So, Rick, you're up next after my pick of...
the snake draft has been compromised.
So, how many... I've got two more, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm done?
You've already picked your French word?
Yep.
So, you've got two picks of Canadiana and you're done.
And then I'm done. Okay. Well, Fraggle Rock.
growl?
Fraggle Rock?
Dance cares away. Worries for another day.
The 1996 men's 4x100 team.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Donovan Bailey was the anchor.
The 4x100.
Bruni Cern.
I like it. I can't wait for Waz to put that on the back of your jersey. I'm going to grab the Rocky Mountains off the board and we'll go over to Ray or to Bag Milk.
I'm going to go with Drake.
Nice.
Period.
Yeah. Nothing attached to him.
Just
Drake.
Straight up.
I think there is something attached to him.
There, yeah. I mean, there's a fucking rope.
Liam, your French word.
Per dance. Zzz.
What?
Per P E D. No, I spell that wrong. P E R D A N T E S. That is the feminine version of the word losers. Okay. Because tonight they will be losers.
Okay.
And I will never forgive any of you for yelling at Andrea when we were in France for asking for a black coffee.
So, we're not doing this Paris thing again.
Why not? You asked me to pick a French word. I pick a French word. And I explain myself. Tyler,
to wrap up the draft, Tyler, you're going to go ahead.
Unbelievable.
This is my French word.
This is your French word. To go along with Caesars. Oh. Loonies and Toonies and Maple.
Oh, we get it over the... We're going
to
get it.
I'm trying to get the pronunciation.
All right.
Huile. Huile. French word for oil.
Oh, huile.
Okay.
Huile.
Yeah. Can I get you to spell that for me after the show?
H-U-I-L-E.
H-U-I-L-E.
Huile.
All right. Huile. There we go. And that is the end of another round.
What do we got here? What are the options over there, Dan? Who's the team that you want to draft, fair listener?
Tyler drafted Caesars, John Candy. Nope, sorry. Tyler drafted...
Okay, how about everyone just goes and says their team?
Yeah, I don't remember what I said.
Okay. Oh,
I forgot.
Okay, Tyler, what did you draft? Go ahead.
Caesars, maple syrup, loonies and toonies. Ew.
Rick drafted Trailer Park Boys,
Abu
Rock, 1996 4x4 100 team, and the French word. And
the French 100. 4x100.
So I did. 4x100 team.
Yes. They were all a truck.
And your French word was Le Bou.
Abu.
Yelled it. Yeah. Mm. Bagged Milk, you drafted Tabernacle. Mm. And then Jonavision.
Yep.
Drake. And Roll Up the Rim Time.
Fucking right. So I got a good team here.
Liam drafted Poutine. John Candy, Ketchup Chips, and Perdantes. I drafted Rocky Mountains, Letterkenny, Toronto Blue Jays, and Gagne. And is that it? I think that's it. I went through everybody. Yeah, we did it.
Well, yeah.
I wish it was longer. I had more options.
Yeah.
Penny
Oleksiak would have been a good one.
Alex Trebek.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that would have been
Zella.
Good.
I was also going to say Degrassi was on my list.
Wayne Gretzky. Oh, I can do hockey.
Raccoons.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Raccoons. Yep. Yeah.
But just good. The animal, not the cartoon.
Curling.
Yeah, curling although it was invented in Scotland.
But we own it. The Donaire.
The.
I have all these ones. I had to get them out of my chest.
The Greek Donaire.
Denim. Denim. And all dressed chips. The worst of the all chips.
There you go. You
can that's on the Lisa Evans draft.
Yeah. Listeners can let us know what they would have drafted.
She took all dressed three times.
Yeah, make your own team.
You can make your own team out of the undrafted options.
Don't copy
Frayed those. Jeans. That's also in her options.
Not pull it. Together, Lisa.
It was not. This? It was not a jean string.
She's too busy, folks, fixated on some of the local media. Sultry.
Yeah.
Oh, and Nanaimo bars.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, Bagged Milk. Like
Northern Lights.
Bagged Milk. Oh. I could have drafted myself.
The whole family.
Gang's all here.
The Moose.
Mark Messier.
Lacrosse.
Bannock.
Bannock is delicious.
Beaver Tails.
Okay, you didn't type these all down. I think you just Googled something you're reading.
I did. I said iconic Canadian things.
He's literally looking at Canadiana on Google.
Tyler, you got some odds up, do you?
I do, for our friends at
I'm going to read this here plug for you. Number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99. Experience Bet99, same game, parlay, player props, flash bet markets. Yeah, your fast payouts and smooth transactions in top tier customer service, provided that you are 19 plus. You can play responsibly and you are not a person in Ontario. Tyler, want to walk through some futures here for our friends at Bet99. What do you got?
Hart Trophy.
Ooh.
We're in the last month of the regular season here. Mm-hmm. 12, 15 games to go for a lot of teams. Nathan MacKinnon is starting to run away with this thing, minus 210. Connor McDavid's in second at plus 440. So that would mean if you were to convert that to a percentage, working on my calculator, internet's going slow, plus
calculators need internet.
Well, no, it's because I have to Google it. An 18.52% chance is what Bet99 is giving Connor McDavid to win the Hart Trophy.
What are the odds?
Plus 440.
Hmm.
Higher or lower than 18.52% chance 97 wins another Hart?
I think, well, it's higher than 18%, but I don't think it's high enough to win just because, one, I think Nathan MacKinnon, this is his year, if I'm betting.
Feels like they want, like, the story's written for MacKinnon to get his finally.
There's also voter fatigue, whether or not they want to admit that that's a thing.
Yeah, just because they're so close this year, I don't think Connor's going to get that nod.
Yeah.
I think this year really has been Nate's individual year, whereas this year I think Connor's been more, and it sounds terrible, so but it's been that team thing for him this year. So this is the year where I think you see Connor and the Oil win the cup and Nate get the heart, as opposed to when he's flopping it around when they were out there winning. I think Connor took that too, right? So
Nathan MacKinnon for the old boys down at this end of the table.
Yeah, like I just think there's also an element when it comes to the Hart Trophy of Connor McDavid going up against himself a bit, right? And this is not the most, far from the most dominant season we've seen from Connor McDavid. It's still a great year, man. He's going to have 120 some points probably, like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's unreal. But it's not what we got last year. And yeah. I think Connor McDavid, to win a Hart Trophy for this year, the rest of his career, he needs to be a step above everyone else. And he needs to be in his own category in terms of production, like all on his own for him to win it now. And this year, Nate's having a great year. So
if you flip them, then I think you'd be fine. But like Nate's look probably got him by 7-8 points right now.
Yeah, huh? He does. And I know Connor has some games in hand, but yeah, it's going to be real hard for Connor to catch him for even the Rocket or for the Art Ross.
Who's next? Lehman?
What were the odds again? Could you remind me? Sorry, MacKinnon's a favorite, right?
Minus 210, then 440 for Connor, 550.
It's not even fun to bet on, though. Like, I'm not betting on minus 210.
550 for Cooch, 1250 for Austin.
Matthews is too high. Yeah, I think it's MacKinnon's to lose, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's having a career year. Sometimes you just got to give credit to a guy.
Yep.
And he's the one who showed up in a big way on Saturday night when it was Connor versus MacKinnon, right?
Yeah.
It's having a good year. I think it's going to be Nathan MacKinnon. Former Halifax Moosehead, Dan.
Correct.
I know it's very exciting.
You live there?
I did live there. I had season seats the year that he went to the Memorial Cup Finals.
Who you got for a Hart Trophy over there?
I don't think that it's a bad thing to say that Nathan MacKinnon has been the best player on his team. And if you remove Nathan MacKinnon from that team, I don't think they're where they're at. So I don't think, and I don't think necessarily could be said about McDavid this year, especially. So I just think it's just kind of a no brainer. And that's why the odds are so stinky.
Connor had 20 more goals. This is not a conversation probably, but his goal scoring is down probably from where he'd like it. Assists are all there.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
Way to go, Zach.
Nice one, Zach.
Although he is in line. How many assists does Connor have? Somebody got over his 80. Stats right now? Because if he hits 100, there's only three players in NHL history have ever done it before.
Hit 100 assists?
Yep.
Gretzky did it like 11 times.
Gretzky did it like every year of his career.
Gretzky, Lemieux, and
Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
Thornton?
No, Bobby Orr.
I think Joe Thornton did it.
Yeah.
Because... Connor is the first guy to go back to back 80 plus assists since Joe did it in
13. It's happened 13 times in NHL history. 11 were Wayne, one was Mario, one was Bobby Orr.
Can you imagine though, Bobby Orr fucking putting up 100 assists from a defenseman? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It was 19, put up 92 something. Assists.
Well, half the teams couldn't skate. I understand. Yeah. They all had tube skates on. I know.
Couple of quick hitters from our friends at Bet99 before we wrap this up.
Let's do it.
To win the Pacific Division in the regular season, the Oilers' odds have closed in on Vancouver. They were as high as +550 at points over the last 3 weeks. They are now down to +260 to cover this thing. Interesting. Another one for you, because I know Liam will like this one. Vegas Golden Knights, 7-1 to miss the playoffs.
They're missing.
Really? What did you get Oilers Cup odds at?
+1400 and 1500 or something.
It's a nice little bet by Rick earlier in the season.
Thank you.
Going to cash that in a few short months. Really, the donairs are on Rick when that goes through.
I promise.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I will be in the pool at the legislature. It's not a pool. It's a fountain. That's where I'll be. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to bring Waz in, and we're going to help him learn about the world around him. It's time for... Can you clear that up for me?
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
For our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campgrounds, time for Waz's signature segment. What are you looking at over there? You got furrowed brows. Did I do something wrong?
You didn't mark on audition. You got to click over there. Oh. We're on OBS.
What a fucking... There you go. This is what happens nice when work. I'm the double producer.
How about?
Double producer, double mic, double screen, double click. All right. For our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campgrounds, time for... Can you clear that up for me? Snow Valley Aero Park opening up May 31st. Family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, the White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, which I'm mostly excited about, and the all new mini golf, which I'm also excited about. Who doesn't have a... Everybody has a good time with mini golf, Liam.
I always do.
Crease IDs will be open for snacks and refreshments. Watch for on-hill events all summer long. And if you're looking to do some camping, the Rainbow Valley Campground is for you. Take advantage of over 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here in the city. It is Edmonton's only campground. Visit rainbow-valley.com to book your spot. Do a little camping right here in the big city. Waz?
I also enjoy camping. I just want to point that out. It's very enjoyable. I have to add that. I don't camp in the city, but maybe I will now.
Do you want us to clear that up for you, Waz?
I had to clear that up, you know. Starting off here, did the Oilers-Avalanche game prove that the Oilers can't keep up with the Avs, possibly in a 7-game series?
Did you say they can't?
Yes. Does it prove they can't or cannot? Ah, you got me confused now, Rick. Thank you so much.
No, it did not prove that they can't. It proved that they can play with them.
Yeah, I think that, you know, news scores a breakaway. We're not talking about this. There's a couple of, like, who hit the crossbar? Kane.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of instances where that Georgia was just a really fun, good hockey game. Those are two good teams going at it.
We lost to them in overtime.
And pretty much every game between the two has been incredibly tight over the last couple of years. So, yeah, I think anyone who's sitting there being like, oh, the Oilers can't keep up, they're really not paying that much attention. The Oilers have been one of the better teams in the regular season now for months.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to add. The Oilers are the best.
Would you say people are just kind of overanalyzing that one game, basically?
No, that's incorrect because you can't... Yeah, I don't think
analyze it all you want. Nothing about that game said that they're that much further ahead of us. They scored with under a second to go in overtime.
Was there not a point where the shots were like 20-9 for the Oilers in that game? Come on.
Next up, this one's a little different, more so of a question, but there's word that the NHL is considering a behind-the-scenes series for players. What past or present Oilers deserve a documentary that haven't received one yet?
Connor and Leon together.
Rick, give me a good behind-the-scenes guy who's real interesting off the ice.
Well, if they could do like a Last Dance kind of thing, like it would never happen, but to like the Oilers' end of their cup run kind of thing, going for that last one maybe. But without Gretzky,
they're doing more of like what the NFL.
I know, but I'm just saying, if I got to pick a documentary, I'd want to say that's what I would want.
So you got to pick players. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
I think that who's the most? I want somebody interesting. I just don't know that Connor and Leon would be that much fun to watch.
Brzgalov. Yeah, I think there's weird things, but if you want to pick the Oilers, the ones that you want to watch the most, I would have to say it's probably. Got a couple options here, I guess. I'm probably going to go with a group and go with like the Fogel, Bush, McLeod trio. I was going to say
that'd be a fun little like a younger group of watch them. Like even when, remember when they were golfing last summer and they're all getting after it and Dylan Holloway, I think went live. I'd watch that.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm sticking with.
I would just stay away from the star players. I think they're going to be boring.
I would like one. If I had to pick like another fun one, Yakupov.
That's actually a great shout.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe also Vincent Dernay, actually. Think about it.
If
you go back and do one with Sheldon Surrey in his time in Edmonton, that would have been an interesting documentary.
You're going to sit in the hospital with him?
Well, you know,
they would have the team sure didn't.
It'll be an interesting biopic, I think. Sheldon Surrey.
Ryan Whitney. No reason for that.
That'd be good.
Last one here. Are Oilers fans expecting too much from Adam Henrique right now? I'm already seeing people say that he needs to step up.
Yes.
I just think people are being impatient. Like, his wife just had a baby 9 days before the trade deadline. He's living in a different
still
country.
Still not here.
She's still not here. Like, that's hard on a guy coming to a new team. He's back playing center. He was playing left wing for a couple of months in LA. In Anaheim. Give him time. Just give him time.
We brought him here to help in the playoffs. As long as he steps up in the playoffs, that's all I care. He doesn't have to do shit right now.
Gregor in the GDB today at OilersNation.com did a really nice breakdown on both Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick being without their families for the last, couple weeks now?
They have their dogs, though.
And just, that's tough on a guy. And they go, you know what? They miss their family. You saw the clip from Henrique on Saturday night, Hockey Night in Canada. He just had a baby. The guy probably misses his family. So I'm giving him some patience. On the Daily Faceoff live trade deadline special, even Colby Cohen said, listen, don't give a guy a couple of weeks to settle in a little bit before you really start judging what they do.
Can you stop talking about the trade deadline? Liam doesn't want us to.
Yeah, you
want to
stop speaking of it.
You're getting piled on today. And most of it's me, but
I just want people to have a logical thought process around it all.
And I think that that's where I was actually like, as much as I was joking, I think that that's just, it's not Henrique's fault that he was acquired for a first round pick. That's just where fans kind of, I think, default to.
Last one for Liam. Can you clear this up for me? Can you throw a football properly? I'm done.
Yeah, go pass me one and then walk the other way. See if I can hit you in the back of the head. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I did.
What a knobhead. You're right.
I did send Waz video that I had taken of you where I edited out all the made
the
shots.
Much as good at that game. Not as good as Tyler, I'll fully admit, but I can play.
That is one of your co-hosts really getting after you. Auction for Oilers Nation every day.
Unbelievable.
Nationgear.ca. Go check that one out.
You could see Waz get pelted by a football by Liam.
The winner of that auction. Football, it'd be that cricket ball. That
I was going to say, the winner of the auction has to sit between.
Somebody needs to do it.
Lehman and Waz.
I could not sit next to Waz for an hour. I couldn't do it.
Yes, you can.
I couldn't.
Yes, you can.
He drives me. He just does so many comments. I'm like, what is happening? Like the three towels thing.
Who's in charge of?
The three towels thing doesn't make sense because even use three towels.
So if you don't know, on the weekend, Saturday specifically, Waz texts me randomly. He goes, hey, random question for you. How many towels do you use after you shower? Because sometimes I use three.
He lives at home.
Yes.
So there's a lot to unpack.
Well, because I mean, he said he uses. Go ahead and explain how he uses them, because this is my issue.
I still don't understand how he uses them. He just doesn't have a bath mat, so he puts it on the floor.
But then he said the other day he has a bath mat, but it's not
really. It's one of those small ones that's in front of the sink.
That's not a bath mat.
That's not a bath mat.
No.
I don't think I believe that because I don't believe that his parents are going to have, I don't believe his mother's going to have a house where she doesn't have a bath mat. I don't think I've gone to anyone's.
I've got the photos. I got the receipts. There ain't no bath mat in there.
He could have moved it for the, like, I want you to text mom and ask mom. Cause I just feel the majority of, I don't know how many, you guys have been to a lot of moms' houses. Moms always have that stuff in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's always there. It might be in the dryer the day that he came out of the shower. He needed three towels.
Cause I imagine that he wraps one around his head. Like with like, you know, when girls do that and they do like the little
crispy one. Makes no sense.
And then he wraps one around the top half of his body.
Yeah, the top half and the lower half.
Then he starts Winnie the Poohing it.
Yeah.
Oh, all the
oh yeah. He Pooh Bears it. Or. Waz just got a big old missile, you know?
He's got a Drake.
Oh, we're not doing that.
Maybe he just needs a.
But that's so part of it was he goes, one towel? I need one for my lower body, one for my upper body. Why?
No, he said his back.
That makes little sense.
He needed one for the one for the lower, one for the back, and one for because he had to stand on it. It's like, first of all, just dry yourself off in the tub.
Yeah, that like a normal person.
Yeah.
You guys don't have air dryers in your bathrooms?
Yeah, it's like at the end of a car wash. I just walk through the door slowly and then.
Maybe one towel's to floss.
Oh, gross.
I'm thinking out loud here. He doesn't do his own laundry. I have a floss towel.
It's fair. I mean, you gotta, you never
I
know.
Just hope that my towel has amnesia between the day I shower every and the next does. Day when I use it. I'm a one towel per annum guy. Everybody knows it. One towel. That's all you get.
One towel per what?
Annum. Yeah. Guys, let's wrap up the podcast here. Let's do the score prediction. Tonight, the Edmonton Oilers face off against Les Canadiens de Montréal. Liam, how was the pronunciation there?
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. Nation Dance, score prediction.
I'm going to say 5-2 Edmonton Oilers.
Lehman.
I will go with a nice 4-1 epic victory royale for Edmonton.
Royale with cheese. Tyler Ramchek.
Royal pizza. Put that
he's
on
counting right now on his hand. I really can't wait to see what he says.
How do you say six in French?
Six.
Six trois.
6-3 for Tyler.
Le Bleu.
Real.
League's best backup goalie goes back-to-back shutouts. We win 4-0.
I'm going to say you got a 4-2 win coming. You're going to want to lock that one in at Bet99. Have a great week, everybody.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.